From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States government has not made a decision on whether to provide Ukraine with lethal military assistance. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters no options have been taken off the table and there is an ongoing discussion.
The Ukrainian government, who we have a range of conversations with aside from the secretary's visits there, has asked for and proposed a range of their own requests. We continue to consider those. Nothing has changed about the range of assistance we're providing.
The New York Times newspaper says a report today by eight former senior American officials urging the United States to send $3 billion in defensive arms and equipment to Ukraine is fueling the broader debate in Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama has sent $4 trillion spending proposal to Congress that calls for higher taxes on the wealthy and an end to mandated spending cuts and more money for helping the middle class. The Democratic president acknowledged today many of his proposals will face some opposition from Republicans.
Now, I know there are Republicans who disagree with my approach. And I've said this before. If they have other ideas for how we can keep America safe, grow our economy, while helping middle-class families feel some sense of economic security, I welcome their ideas.
With the U.S. economy improving, Mr. Obama is calling for a one-time 14% tax on overseas corporate profits. A bomb exploded today outside a stadium in northern Nigeria just minutes after President Goodluck Jonathan left a campaign rally at the site. There was no claim of responsibility for the blast in the town of Gombe. Meanwhile, workers collected bodies in the city of Maiduguri today, a day after the Nigerian army repelled the rebels. VOA News. Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresta says it was a relief to be freed from an Egyptian prison, but he is concerned about the two colleagues he had to leave behind.
I can't tell you how relieved I am at being free. I mean, I really didn't expect that. We were settling in for a period of months behind prison for the retrial, and so to be out now today with just a few minutes' notice, really, is just extraordinary.
In the interview with Al Jazeera, Gresta said his release is a massive step forward for Egypt, and he hopes the country will keep going down that path. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel commander Riek Machar have signed an agreement committing the two sides to ending a conflict that has devastated the country. The ceasefire agreement was signed today. None of the parties revealed the details. A large-scale trial of two potential Ebola vaccines has begun in Liberia. It's part of an effort to prevent a repeat of the recent epidemic in Africa. A senior U.S. diplomat on a visit to Sri Lanka has pledged support for a new government plan for political and economic reforms. Anjana Pasricha takes a look.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Nisha Biswal met Sri Lanka's Foreign Minister Mangala Samaravira in Colombo Monday, after which the Sri Lankan official reiterated the message being sent out by his government since its surprise victory last month.
And we want to raise the relationship between our two new countries to a new level of cordiality.
Biswal reciprocated warmly, saying Sri Lanka can count on the U.S. to be a partner and friend in the way forward. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Iraqi Kurdish forces say they have found the graves of about 25 members of the Yazidi minority believed to be killed by Islamic State militants. Officials said Peshmerga Kurdish forces found the grave site Sunday. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama will host German Chancellor Angela Merkel next Monday at the White House. It says the two plan to meet in the Oval Office and then have a working lunch in which they will discuss a wide range of topics, including Ukraine, the fight against terrorism and the Islamic State group, and the situation in Afghanistan and Iran. Greek leaders are striking a more conciliatory tone on debt talks with their European partners. Speaking today after talks in Cyprus, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says he is committed to negotiations with his European partners and ruled out turning to Russia for aid. A man once seen as a potential challenger to former French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Dominic Strauss-Kahn, goes on trial today in France. He faces charges of aggravated pimping. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.